A very good morning to you. Welcome. You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show. Of course, this is where the big conversation begins every morning. Well, it's 25 minutes to the top of the hour, and I'm glad to tell you that we have our guest with us here in the program, and we will be discussing and looking at the sustainable e-waste management. Now, the 6th ECO, or the East African Community Workshop on Sustainable e-waste management in East African region, starts today in Juba and will continue till Wednesday. Now, the theme will be based on sustainable strategies on e-waste in South Sudan and the East African Community region, a holistic approach. Well, I'm glad to tell you that we have with us here in the studio to learn more about this and to get to know the importance and significance of this e-waste management is Engineer Napoleon Adogai, who is Director General of National Communication Authority. Engineer Napoleon, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, sir. Thank you.
Yes. Welcome. Let's begin right with this particular e-waste management workshop that is happening this week here in Juba. Could you briefly tell us what is this all about?
Well, electronic waste management, which we shorten into e-waste, is a global mobilization to try to ensure that disposable electronic that has reached the end of use are disposed of appropriately to protect environment and human health. So the regional meeting today is basically the EACO is a gathering of East African Communication Organization, bringing all the member states to this body. South Sudan is hosting the EOS conference, where we are looking at the solution at the regional level to harmonize ourselves on how to manage and dispose of this waste, you know, in a more sustainable way.
Great.
Today, electronic has become part of our lives. If I ask you now, where did you put the phone you own in 2013? You wouldn't have an idea. You probably gave it to a relative, which passed it on to another cousin and so forth, until to dispose of either in your house or somewhere.
Indeed. Now, is that a problem? Is it a concern, actually, this EOS disposal or management here in South Sudan at the moment? Have we reached a stage of concern, or are we getting there?
We have reached a stage of concern because we are a country that is in love with the donations. You've seen how many things. We have been donated food, medicine, cameras, television screens, printing machines. So ask any government official or any charity that has been here. Many organizations pride themselves that we have been working in South Sudan for a very long time. Ask them, where did they dispose of the printers that they started with in 1998 in Rumbek, for example? Where are those electronics? And those things, they don't degrade. So if you, it has become a concern, because some of these electronics, when you dispose them off in a bad way, they can become a seriously hazard, a health hazard to the environment as well, and also to the people, particularly the children. So you remember in old days, they used to tell us, you take care of the batteries, the Hajar Bataria.
Yes,
Hajar Bataria. I put up a What is the reason behind it? It's because Hajar Bataria contains certain substances that are can be
poisonous
to kids and also to old people. So it's the same thing.
Yes. Now, this conference that is taking place here beginning today, who are the participants and what is the program going to look like?
The program is co-hosted with the United Nations Training and Research Body and the EACO, and is hosted by NCA, National Communication Authority. And the participants are coming from East Africa, from Tanzania, from Rwanda, Burundi, Uganda, and Kenya, and including our newest members, Somalia and DRC. And in the level of stakeholders, of course, it includes everybody. And mainly, you will know that it includes also the people responsible for environment, because this is a cross-cutting issue. So what we have done 6 months back, we have undertaken a research here focusing in South Sudan for us to understand the baseline. And we found that 85% acknowledge the existence of e-waste, but they are not sure of where those electronics are ended up. Mm-hmm. You will find, if you walk in the corridors of government offices, you will find discarded electronic devices sitting around, being used sometimes as tables. Mm-hmm. The same thing also applies to NGOs. Many of them are importing electronics, but nobody knows where do they end up. Mm-hmm. So in this conference, it's basically to come up with strategies. How do we manage this? And there are ways that we have proposed, including a collection point. So when you have that electronic that you don't know where to do with it, we will provide a place where you can drop it off, and then it will be taken care of. But conventionally, the way it is done, if an industry is manufacturing a large number of electronics, they always provide a way to return it back to the factory, mm-hmm. so they can dispose them off properly.
Great. Now, of course, Juba is hosting this event today. Basically, what are the expected outcomes after this particular workshop?
Well, one of them is that NCA will establish a collection point together with the Ministry of Environment, and also to intensify it on public awareness, because awareness is the key. If people know that these telephones at their end of life, they need to be managed properly, and you need to find a way to send them off. Mm-hmm. One of the things we're going to impose is to make sure that donations that are coming into our country, we've got to look at the lifespan of those electronics. Mm-hmm. There are so many people bringing computers, bringing printers, including small phones for school, but they don't. I have seen that there's so many radios being distributed around, the solar radio.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
People pride that they are very good. But I have been asking them, if you bring this thing, when they don't work, what happened to them? Because you brought thousands of them.
Yeah.
And you take them as far as I will, as far as Kejikeji. But what happened when they get spoiled? Do you get them repaired? Are they returned a point of collection? So we are going to change that policy and ensure that if you donate electronics, you must also donate a way to manage it.
Hmm. Now, of course, East Africa have a lot of these countries, but South Sudan is the one hosting this sixth event. What is the significance of South Sudan hosting this event?
The significance is to be able to enlighten our people to the danger of electronics that have come to the end of life. This event, we are not hosting it out of charity. We are hosting it out of need to sensitize our people, mm-hmm. so that large stakeholders are in South Sudan that are not involved in the electronic waste management, and they are contributing. As you've seen, our market is littered with all these telephones, mm-hmm. That we don't know where they end up. So we are the newest in the region. The rest are ahead of us. They have set up recycling unit. They have a strict policy guideline for disposal of these things. So we are the newcomers, and therefore we reach out, and that we need all the help we can get to educate ourselves, to prepare, come up with strategies. That's what we are expecting at South Sudan.
Great. Now, the theme for this workshop is based on sustainable strategies on e-waste in South Sudan and the East African Community region, a holistic approach. Can you explain to us more about this?
This approach is basically looking at how we must harmonize our regional policies on sustainable e-waste management, because our markets are interlinked. People traveling to Kampala or Nairobi and to and forth. So it's the same strategies that we are saying, if you apply this rule in Tanzania, it mm-hmm. should be the same in South Sudan. And therefore, we also set up regional centers for managing this, so that we don't wait to say South Sudan is behind mm-hmm. on everything, so they let them be the dumping ground. So that when electronic that has reached end of life is about mm-hmm. to enter our country from Mombasa, the Kenyans should be able to stop it the same way they stop it from coming to South Sudan. Sustainable in a way that it is the regional border rather than just us alone. Also for us, we wouldn't be allowing things coming in from Sudan entering the East African region. We are going to reciprocate to make sure that we strengthen our laws to prevent mm-hmm. the flooding of substandard electronics, and also to ensure that we control this equipment.
Great. And you did mention about establishing of collection points by the National Communication Authority or South Sudan as such. Before we reach there to that establishment, at the moment, if I'm listening to this program, many people have electronics all over the country now. How do we get rid of them right now? How do we, you know, damn them? What do we do with them when they've reached their end of life?
First, you need to be aware that there is such things as e-waste. This is the first step. Mm. Knowledge itself is the first step for the solution. The second step is that we are going to be publishing, together with the Minister of Environment, a collection point. In each state, we shall come up with a location or an office where all those equipment that you don't need and you need to free up the space are discarded. Mm. And we will then be ferrying them to the NCA, which work together with the appropriate recycling. Remember, these equipment have also some dangerous substance, like batteries and all this stuff. So we also manage it. We don't just dump them in our compound. We also want to come up with a way to package them and dispose them up and send them to the to the appropriate people who can do that. Until when our country is sufficient enough to do its own recyclings and their and dispose of those things in a way that protect the environment and protect the people. Mm-hmm. So don't throw your old telephone outside in the bin.
To be honest, many people haven't seen this as waste. Probably the phone just gets spoiled and it's done. They leave it in the house until it finds its way wherever it goes.
And where is that?
Yeah, nobody can.
So yes, you have not answered my question.
Absolutely. I will shorten it.
Where is the phone you were using 5 years ago?
Well, I don't know.
You don't
That's
know.
The question. Yeah, I really don't know,
exactly.
To be honest.
So that is a danger itself.
Indeed.
I wish you knew.
Yeah,
because many of us, we buy a new phone, we pass it on to a relative, the relative pass it on to the other, and then it dies somewhere.
Indeed.
And that somewhere is within our environment.
Absolutely. Now, after this particular conference and this workshop, what mechanism is South Sudan putting in place for a long-term sustainability approach of e-waste management? Because now you did mention about collection points. Yes, we can collect that, put it there, and probably that is a short-term solution, but a long-term solution where South Sudan can have a sustainability approach.
Well,
what are we looking at?
Well, we are looking at first establishing guidelines and coming up with the laws and policies that will regulate and standardize the waste management. Start by controlling imports. What type of thing you are buying? Mm-hmm. What are the length of life? People come back with the computer given to them that has maybe 6 months, and then after 6 months, broken down. Mm-hmm. So there we intend to come up with the policies to ensure that people who are importing these things, there are standard guidelines they must follow. So import control, that is the first thing. In the term of telecom sector, we have what we call type and approval control. So we must approve every electronics used in our country. We approve it to make sure that it conform to the operation standard as approved internationally. And also we approve that it conform with what the manufacturer said, that this phone will work for 3 years or 2 years. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we would then have to put a cap. If something is just coming to work for 6 months and you are shipping in 20,000 pieces of them, just because they are free, we might have to say no to that kind of donation.
Great.
And we are holding quite a number of those stuff with us.
All right. Now, the National Communication Authority is holding several events in the coming weeks. Just without going into details of any, would you like to share with us?
Well, we are holding what we call our annual town hall event. is an event that we've been hosting for the last 4 years, yearly. Mm-hmm. And this event is titled Connecting South Sudan, is where the stakeholders in the telecom sector and ICT sector come together with the public. Mm-hmm. It is where maybe I am held publicly accountable. I have also to give a report of my performance, my failure, what are my challenges. So it's where I subject myself to public accountability as a leader of the institution, as well I invite the stakeholders, the service providers, to also be subjected to the same scrutiny. What are the challenges? Why is the network not improving? Why are the costs so high? All these things, we bring everybody on table to discuss and come out with the way forward. So we do this annually as a public accounting exercise, basically.
All right. Engineer Napoleon, thank you so much for coming to Miraya Studios and talking to us about this e-waste management system. From today onwards, I will be very careful where I put my phones that are coming to an end, or my computers or any other electronics.
Please extend the message.
Yes, what will be your final remarks and message that you would like to send before we conclude this conversation?
Well, my final remark is in regard to this this event. The electronic waste is something we all have to play a role. So please find all electronic you've discarded in your house or in your office and find a way that it is delivered back to where it is. So don't throw electronic randomly. Mm-hmm. That's all I can say to protect our environment and those with kids in particular.
Thank you.
Old phone cannot become a toy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. Hope to see you again in
Thank
the program
you.
For
Thank
some
you.
Other conversations.
Thank
Do
you
appreciate
very much.
Your time.
Thank you.